USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Boulder police chief says she wants to know why a shooter opened fire and killed 10 people in her community. Police Chief Maris Hill giving an update today saying the investigation is ongoing into the King Soopers massacre on Monday and admitting police have no motive yet. Regarding charges being filed, Boulder County District Attorney Michael Doherty saying,
the defendant is currently charged with 10 counts of murder in the first degree. He's charged with one count of attempted murder in the first degree. Additional charges of attempted murder in the first degree will be filed in the very near future.
Another round of severe weather is expected in parts of the southern United States this weekend. Meteorologists saying a storm could bring downpours, frequent lightning, hail, and damaging wind to Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. This is USA Radio News.
The Bible is under attack. Some countries even ban it. And in the United States, laws are being proposed to limit biblical values in society. Just last year, California's governor even banned private Bible study groups in homes. It's frightening. Now, Greg Kelly Reports investigates the growing movement to ban the Bible in American life. Watch Greg Kelly on Newsmax TV tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the real dangers to Christians and how they're fighting to protect the Bible. You won't find this on any other networks. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. Check your cable guide or call them to get Newsmax. Or get it free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, or Amazon Fire. And smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. Plus, you can download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch us anytime, anywhere. So find out about the growing danger to your Bible freedom. Watch Newsmax TV's Greg Kelly tonight.
White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients is confident that President Biden's new goal of 200 million vaccinations in his first 100 days is feasible.
No one even contemplated reaching this goal a few months ago, but it is now possible because of the aggressive actions we have taken to get more vaccine supply, more vaccinators in the field, and more places for people to get vaccinated.
Zients also calling this a time for optimism, but not relaxation. President Biden referenced cheat sheets detailing key policy points and identities of attending journalists when he conducted his first formal news conference of his presidency on Thursday. Photo taken at the event shows Biden holding a card labeled infrastructure with key statistics and talking points. Biden also seen consulting a sheet that appeared to show the pictures and news outlets of the journalists who attended the news conference. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Texas doubles the death toll from its deep freeze winter storm.
The death toll from February's winter storm to hit Texas is now reported to be 111. That nearly doubles the original number. Most deaths were associated with hypothermia. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Joe Biden's first press conference since taking office featured a heavy focus on the border crisis, future of the filibuster, and how and whether he plans to work with Republicans. Regarding illegal immigrant children, Biden saying he would not send illegal immigrant children to the Mexico side of the border so they could starve to death and die. Former Trump administration official Stephen Miller telling Fox News that's not what happened.
What Joe Biden said at that press conference is a detestable lie. It's not just a smear against President Trump. It's a smear against the patriotic border agents who save the lives, who rescue unaccompanied minors and get them safely back home. That was our policy. If you came here as, say, a 15-year-old from Honduras and Border Patrol apprehended you, they would then process you, put you on a chartered flight, paid for by the U.S. government, send you back to your home country, meet up with social services in Honduras, work with our State Department to get you back with your own family.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.